Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to WRSU-FM New Brunswick. This is the second hour of a very, very special hour of the Big Beat Show right here, August 21st, 2008, in New Brunswick, New Jersey. My name is Lou Rollo, and we're continuing along with a very special guest collector, Mr. George Frunze, who traveled a long way to get here this afternoon, this evening. And we're having a great time here in the studio listening to these great recordings that he's brought, all on original 45. George, would you please tell us the information that you have for us about what we just heard?
Yeah, we just heard a three-record set spotlighting the Sentimentals, a group out of Newark, New Jersey, featuring first from October 57, I Want to Love You, then also from 57, Wedding Bells, and finally from 1958, I'm Your Fool Always. Great group. We mentioned the members, Sylvester Jackson, Michael Riggins, Edward Copeland, Ralph Gamble, put them all together, the Sentimentals, Newark, New Jersey.
And let's the next record is another really rare one on 45.
Well, we've got a couple couple New Jersey records coming up, both group records, of course. But both of the artists actually found their niche and became famous because of Top 40 recordings that took place during their career. But both, when you look back in their past and when you look in their recording careers, they both recorded very hard group records that are very difficult to get, very rare. So 1958, long before Joey D and the Starlighters even had a twinkle in their eye about the Peppermint Twist, etc., Joey D, on the Little record label, Little Records out of New York City, Joey D out of Passaic, New Jersey, along with the Starlighters in 1958, recorded a record called Lorraine. Pretty hard, so we'll feature that for your audience. And then 1961, the Rivieras, and everyone is familiar with Homer Dunn and Moonlight Cocktails and 11th Hour and so many great records that the Rivieras did. But there's one in 1961 they recorded called Refrigerator, and it's a very, very hard, very odd record. And as you listen to the record, there's a little bit of a kind of a double entendre associated with the record, unfortunately preventing it from getting the airplay that it might have otherwise received. And it was kind of quickly removed from the shelves, and as a result, it has become scarce and rare. And it's good that it has, because it enables us to play a record like this on a show like yours.
And that's the kind of record we like.
Yes, we do.
Here they are, Joey D.
Lorraine. take to warm you up. Baby,
you're just like a refrigerator. I go like a refrigerator. When I hold you and start to squeeze, all you do is start to freeze.
Let me tell you why I freeze and resist. I'm sweet 16 and never been kissed.
Baby, you're just like a refrigerator. I go like a refrigerator. My heart's on violets, I'm burning too. Tell me what to do to defrost you.
It's as simple as ABC that you're never ever gonna defrost me. Can get to me by saying I'm cold. You can just keep talking till you're 80 years old. But I'm gonna stay like a cold ice box. I'm gonna stay like a cold ice box. You always say I'm a cold ice box. Well, I'm gonna stay like a cold ice box. You sly old fox.
You sly old fox, she said. Someone called me that recently. It's true. I'm not kidding. But George, tell us, please, what we just heard.
Two records set from two groups that found their fame and fortune singing top 40 records. First up, Joey D and the Starlighters. Again, several years before the Peppermint Twist on the Little record label, Little Records, New York City. Joey D, of course, the pride of Passaic, New Jersey, along with the Starlighters singing Lorraine from 1958. Pretty hard record. And then also pretty hard, 1961, the Rivieras from Englewood, New Jersey, best known for Moonlight Cocktails, but they recorded a song, Refrigerator, back by El Dorado, 1961. Pretty hard to come by. We featured the Refrigerator side by the Rivieras.
And double entendre or not, that was a nice record. Thanks. Thank you very much for bringing that. And thanks very much for bringing everything you've brought so far. And it looks like we're going to good friend of mine now for a few records by Nicky Adio.
Right. I think he's a New Jersey icon.
Yeah, he is.
And he's such a tremendous talent. And Ron and I and so many others, including yourself, had the opportunity of, well, we saw him perform in December at the last Christmas function for UGHA this past December in Parsippany, New Jersey. And I'll tell you, Nicky Adio sounded every bit as good as he ever did. Here it is, 2008, some 40-plus years after his recording, and he's dynamite.
He was here in this studio a few years ago, too, him and Mr. Popeye. They brought some records up and played. Very and a fine gentleman, too.
And Popeye was there that day, too.
And I'm going to send this set out to Popeye also.
Okay. So we'll feature three records by Nicky Adio, backed up by three different groups, performed on three different labels. First up, Nicky Adio and the Darches. And the Darches out of Asbury Park, Nicky Adio out of Asbury Park, also 1963 on Savoy, his version of Gloria. Then another pretty hard record. They claim there's only 200 versions of this record press, Nicky Adio and the Plazas on the Revelation 7 label, backed up by the Plazas, Revelation 7 out of Allenhurst, New Jersey. So keeping our New Jersey theme alive, and his version of Danny Boy. And finally, 1965 on the Selsom record label, Selsom Records out of Red Bank, New Jersey, Nicky Adio being backed up by the Uniques from 65 with the classic Over the Rainbow.
Gloria, Gloria, it
is gone, and all the leaves are falling. It's you, and you must go, and I must back and run.
featuring three records. The New Jersey icon, Nicky Addio, from Passaic, New Jersey. We featured him on three different labels with three different groups. First, from 63 by the Darshays, if I said that right, with Gloria on Savoy. Then, secondly, on the Plaza record label, Plaza Records out of Allenhurst, New Jersey, Danny Boy, backed up by the Plazas from 64. And finally, 1965, the Uniques on the Red Bank, New Jersey, Selsom record label, featuring Nicky Addio singing Over the Rainbow.
Yeah, Danny Boy was done for his friend, Danny DeVito, and done in the basement of a church in Asbury Park, and Danny DeVito was there at that recording.
How about that?
In Asbury Park.
How about that?
Yeah, I know. It's great. They're good friends, still are good friends, incidentally. And let's keep moving right along. We've got some female set. All right.
Well, about time we pay tribute to females, and New Jersey certainly has its history and some great female performers to be proud of through the 50s, the 60s, etc., starting with Connie Francis from Belmar, New Jersey.
Oh, yeah.
We can't forget the Shirelles from Passaic, New Jersey, the Angels from the Oranges, New Jersey. We're going to feature two.
I don't want to discredit Belmar. She was from Belleville.
The
people from Belmar will be calling.
You're right.
You know, so I just want to put
that's
that.
My mistake, and
okay.
I knew it was Belleville.
I know you did. The listeners to this show know that misspeakings happen regularly here. Belleville.
Exactly.
Okay.
But with Connie Francis, the Angels, and the Shirelles out of Passaic, what great tradition of female performers. Going to feature two pretty isolated, pretty obscure female groups. First up on the Tory record label, Tory Records out of Riverside, New Jersey. This is Ginger and the Snaps from 1959 out of New Jersey singing Truly. And then to Trenton, New Jersey on the Carnival record label, Carnival Records, New York City, the Trenteens, Trenton, New Jersey. This song is complete with a male bass. What a great sound from 64, My Baby's Gone.
Truly, I WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. And I feel like putting on a dress and dancing.
Yeah, that's Mr. Popeye. He said he feel like putting on a dress and dancing. You got him moving here.
That was appropriate with the female set that
yeah,
we played.
That's right.
I guess it made him feel right at home.
Yeah.
That's good. That'd be good, as they say. From 54, we featured Ginger and the Snaps, a group from New Jersey singing on the Riverside, New Jersey record label, the Tory record label, from 1959, song entitled Truly, and then second record in that set, complete with male bass, which sounded good. The Trendells out of Trenton, New Jersey, on the Carnival record label from 64, My Baby's Gone.
Before we go any further, I must warn everyone again, as I am legally bound to do, if you have not put on your body armor, you have to do it now for self-protection before the next set plays. You are warned. Okay, George, what's up next?
Okay, okay, I've got a couple New Jersey groups, New Jersey labels, kind of nice collectible records from 1962 on the Technicord record label. It's a label out of Oradell, New Jersey. The group, a New Jersey group from 62, The Connotations singing Before I Go. And then a nice white group from New Jersey on the Moon record label out of Newark, New Jersey from 59, The Del Reys, Have a Heart.
Before I go,
won't you give me all your kiss?
Oh, my darling, if
you are
this. Oh, but right now I want to steal.
Just a kiss from your lips.
Okay, we featured two songs that are very collectible in many ways from a New Jersey groups, from two groups singing on New Jersey labels. We featured first the Connotations. Connotations, the year on that record, 1962 on Technicord, which is out of Oradell, New Jersey, song entitled Before I Go. And then a nice white group from the state of New Jersey singing on the Moon record label out of Newark, New Jersey from 59, Have a Heart. We thank Mike for calling.
Yeah, Mike Pinio. Thanks for calling, Mike. And looks like we got something by the Avons.
We do. We have three records coming up that I dare anyone listening to this show to tell me that you don't like any of these three records. They're just dynamite records. First record, a group from Englewood, New Jersey, on the Hull record label. The group signed by Hull Records because they believed this group would be able to complement Mr. the Shep and the Lion, not the Shep and the Lion, but the Heartbeats, who were singing on Hull. And yeah. I mean, what a great group. Both groups are, but the Heartbeats are in a group by themselves. But I think you'll still like this record, and I think it's the best one they recorded on the Hull record label. Song is entitled Whisper. And then 1961 on the Pam record label, Pam Records out of Newark, New Jersey. This was second pressed on Cameo down in the Philadelphia area because of the popularity of the record of Jerry Blavitt featured the record. And it's rumored that this group, the Lydells, are out of South Jersey. They are from New Jersey, but the rumor is South Jersey, from the Camden, Philadelphia area. On Pam, 1961, what a killer record. There goes the boy. And finally, I think this is the best record the Monotones ever recorded. This is on the Owl record label. Owl Records, a record label owned by the late Tom Trabassi from Staten Island, New York. Tom put out the Owl record label. He would put out records on labels that were songs that were either unreleased or on LPs. And this particular one, since it was for Hull, he put it on a Red Owl label. This is an incredible song, and I'll tell you, if you're a record collector and this record didn't exist and then it just turned up and somebody played this for you saying there's only two copies, you'd kill for it. It's an unbelievable record. Recorded in 62, put out 1974 by Tom Trabassi on Owl by the Monotones, who are out of the Baxter Terrace Housing Projects. Yep. Mm-hmm. In Newark, New Jersey, the Monotones, and a toast to lovers.
This did originally come out on a Hull album, you know. You right. know that, of course. I want the listeners to know that. But before we do that, we got the Lydells and Whisper by the Avons. Ooh. On Hull.
Okay. Whisper these words softly.
that I was a boy, yes, the boy, in your arms. Here goes the boy who's in love with my girl. He sure looks happy and out of this world. I'm a little lover.
Can't you see? She preferred him more than me.
George Frunze, that was just a fantastic, fantastic recording. And you're right, it probably is their best recording. Thanks very much for bringing that.
It's awfully hard for anyone to indicate that they did not like either of those three records. They're such dynamite records. We started out from Englewood, New Jersey, the Avons, with Bob Leah up front on the Hull record label out of New York City, Whisper. And 1961, the Lydells on the Pam record label, Pam Records out of Newark, New Jersey. And I thank Ronnie Sherman for calling because he indicated that the Lydells are from Jersey City, New Jersey. So some of the rumor that they're from South Jersey, apparently not correct, although Jerry Blavitt did play the record heavy, and that's what led to the second pressing on Cameo, not the fact that they're from South Jersey. So I do thank Ronnie Sherman for calling and then also indicating that the Lydells from Jersey City, New Jersey. And he also reminded me that the Connotations on Technicord that we played, it's a group that's from Bergenfield, New Jersey, so, and Hackensack, a combination of those two towns. And finally, we ended in Newark, New Jersey, which is kind of where we started, at the Baxter Terrace Housing Projects, the Monotones. I think the best record they ever recorded, written by Charles Patrick, group member, song entitled A Toast to Lovers on Tom Trabassi's Owl record label.
Somebody asked the Monotones how they got their name and why they chose a name like that, and they didn't even think that it meant anything negative. And they said there was another group on the street older than them who had that name, the Monotones. They went into service, and this group just took it over.
Name.
Yeah,
that
interesting way of getting a name. But you know what? They sang great. That's a great one. Thanks.
A couple
for
other
that.
People nice enough to call. I'd like to thank Ken Thompson, good friend of yours, Lou, and a good friend to the show. We thank Ken Thompson down in Wall, New Jersey, the pride of Wall, New Jersey. Ronnie Sherman from Rivervale, New Jersey. And then we also thank Karen Efron, nice enough to call all the way from Ontario, Canada. I do thank them for calling.
All right, we're moving right along. We've got about 15 more minutes left, and we got a lot more records to play. So what, the highlighter is on Heiko next.
Yeah, we're going into the heavy box at this point. Time for a heavy box set. So this is Heavy New Jersey from 1958. Group from Newark, New Jersey, recording on the Hi-Co record label out of Los Angeles, California. The Highlighters from 58 singing In the Night. And then 1962 on the Epson record label, Epson Records, Newark, New Jersey. The Enchanters, great New Jersey group from 1962. We're going to feature the ballad side, I Need Your Love. And finally, from 1962, a group from Hudson County, New Jersey, on the Phillips record label. Phillips Records out of Chicago, Illinois. The Creators out of Hudson County, New Jersey, from 62 on Phillips, I'll Stay Home.
In the night.
In the
we'll spend this evening.
my voice just fell on the floor, rolled under the table, but I found it and put it back because just incredible stuff. I want to thank all the people who called, by the way, even though I didn't give out the number. You know that it's okay to call during a show like this. Thanks to everyone for calling. George, tell us what we got going.
Well, we thank Tom Johns for calling down in Tom's River, New Jersey. My good friend Tom, always good hearing from you, sir. Thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. And we're trying to do damage, so I'm glad that you're enjoying it. We just featured a heavy box set, New Jersey at its finest, out of the heavy box, the group out of Newark, New Jersey, on the Heiko record label, the Highlighters, Heiko Records out of Los Angeles, California, from 58 in the night. And then 1962 on Epson, Epson Records, Newark, New Jersey, The Enchanters, I Need Your Love. And finally, from 62, The Creators out of Hudson County, New Jersey, on the Philips record label out of Chicago, I'll Stay Home.
And the next one is for any of you who remained alive so far. What's up next, George?
We're going to actually follow The Creators record because The Creators are the backup group on this record. And it is George Davis up front out of A Million Girls sending this out to my good friend Ron Lockwood, who said he'd like to hear it, and I'm happy to play it. On Phillips also.
Here it is.
Out of a million girls, I had to fall in love with you. You never smile. You never laugh. You never say,
just featured, just for that, Ron Lockwood, who's right here, George Davis, backed up by The Creators on the Philips record label, out of A Million Girls. The group, of course, a New Jersey group, Hudson County, New Jersey.
George, I want to thank you so much for being here, and I want to have you back again very soon. It was an outstanding, if not fabulous show. Actually, it was fabulous, and thanks very much for coming. Thank you, too, Ron.
Indeed, my pleasure. Thank you for the invitation. We look forward to seeing you down on the street corner.
All right. Okay. I am looking forward to it also. And what do we have up last?
Going to go out, going down to South Jersey, to Camden, New Jersey. This is a Philadelphia label, Philadelphia Records, Ben X Records, out of the Virtue Studio in Philadelphia. The group out of Camden, New Jersey, on Ben X from 1962. This one's called Love So Wonderful by the Moniques.
Thank you very much. Thanks to all you listeners. May harmony be with you. Until next time, thanks again for listening, and good night.